Well, good morning. Thank this word is really for me in a lot of ways, but I think also for some others. I think there's some others here today, maybe, that's been in a spiritual battle, or just a battle that you don't even recognize as being spiritual, maybe, where the things of life are just overrunning you. I'm just going to read some scripture to you. This is from the Passion Translation, which is a kind of a new translation that's out. It's not a word for word. This is not the translation that you want to do a word study, or that you want to sit down and do like intense studying. This is what you do an intense study with, and you read this, and sometimes it helps draws it all together. This yesterday, the day before, the psalm for the day was Psalm 119. And so I read that. And then today the Lord brought me back to that. And I started reading it out of this. And the Lord began to speak so clearly to me about my own self. And saying, you're not alone. You know, David was in the same places that you were. And he cried out in the same way that you cried out. Because I don't know about you guys, but for me, a lot of times I get so discouraged. And I don't even know how to pray for myself. Because I'm like, surely God is tired of this, because I'm tired of this. You know, I'm tired of it. Surely He's tired of it, because it's me not doing the right things. You know, not just being the Christian that I long to be. Then that's what I found was in this particular psalm, in the first 30-something verses, was David had that same longing. So I'm just going to read. I could read the whole thing, and I probably should, but I went through marking, and I went back remarking my marking and stuff. But the way this psalm starts out in this translation is, you're only truly happy when you walk in total integrity, walking in the light of God's Word. You know, and that really spoke to me this morning when I read that. I was like, wow, that's it. That's so true. A simple truth that's easily forgotten. What joy overwhelms everyone who keeps the ways of God, those who seek Him as their heart's passion. What joy. You know, I was talking with a friend, and they told me, said, you know, like, I'm concerned for you, because it's like you've lost your joy. And, you know, and we talked, and I said, well, yeah, there's some reasons for that. And, you know, it's just part of the struggle and all that kind of stuff. But then I realized, like, yeah, I really have, and why? But it's not so much the why. It's, but how do you get it back? And it's the heart's passion. Heart's passion being for Him. And not getting caught up in the stuff that kind of runs over you. Not getting caught up in the problems and the day-to-day grind of whatever our life is, whatever your life is and mine is, but it's being passionate for Him and all. How I long for my life to bring you glory as I follow each and every one of your holy precepts. You know, you can read that rather quickly and miss something there, which I've missed for a long time. And that was that, like, how I long. Well, if you're longing, that must be you're not doing, right? And so David recognized that, and that's what he says, like that's a part of what he says in the Psalms over and over again, where it's like, I know I'm not there. I know I haven't made it yet. I know I'm messing up. I know I'm missing the boat. I know those things. But I long. I long. How I long. How I long for my life to bring you glory. And so how about you guys? Because that's my battle, where it rages sometimes, as I look at my life and go, like, it's not bringing glory to much of anybody, much less God. But how do I long? And the very fact that it bothers you is an indication of that longing being there. And so I'm learning to embrace just the longing. You know, I'd rather embrace the glory. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be like, oh, yeah, like, you know, I'd like to be the guy that walks around and goes, oh, you see that guy right there? Oh, man, he's bringing glory to God, you know. But no, I'm not that guy. I'm the guy that everybody goes like, well, he's longing. You know, he ain't doing too good, but he's longing. You know, I think that's my lot, is that maybe not to do so good, but to long a lot. I would give you thanks. I would give my thanks to you from a heart of love and truth. And every time I learn more of your righteous judgments. Think about that, what that really says there. I would give my thanks to you from a heart of love and truth. And from that place, it's saying every time in that place, I learn more of your righteous judgments. Of just how righteous he is and how wonderful he is and those things. And this one here is one that really hit me this morning. I have longed for you with the passion of my heart. That sounds really good. But the next one's what got me. Don't let me stray from your directions. Don't let me stray. You know, I'm longing. I'm doing the best I can. It's up to you, God, to not let me stray. My wonderful God, you are to be praised above all. Teach me the power of your decrees. I'm just skipping verses here. I find more joy in following what you tell me to do than in chasing after all the wealth of the world. Think about that. Like, and that's kind of what I'm trying to do in my own life. Sometimes I'm like, well, maybe I've gotten distracted. You know? Now, you know, I don't have a family or a business or a job and those things, but I've got my own problems and issues that seems to have distracted me from that. And realizing that my real joy comes from following him. Open my eyes to see the miracle wonders hidden in your word. My life on earth is so brief. So tutor me in the ways of your wisdom. What a great thought. But for you younger people, that doesn't like hit as hard as it does for us older people. Because we're realizing as we get older, you begin to face your mortality. That, you know, like, okay, like at my age, I'm 67. That means, you know, there's not another 60 years left. And so you begin to think about your own mortality, and you realize that your life is so brief. And we so need him to tutor us, to teach us his wisdom. Because in it, that's where we really find our life and joy. And then the next verse right after that, I am continually consumed by these irresistible longings. Irresistible. I think that if we all examined our lives, we would have to all admit that there was something irresistible about Christ that drew us to him. You know, and John, I believe, as he says, you know, you didn't choose me, I chose you. And we know that his love is patient and kind and never ending. Saying that he'd never leave us or forsake us. But he places that irresistible longing. The problem is sometimes the enemy takes that irresistible longing and he tries to turn it into a negative of like, well, you're not doing so good because you're longing. You know? And the more the longing is, sometimes the worse we think we're doing. And so I wonder if maybe that's backwards. Maybe the whole purpose of what's happening to in our lives is to increase that longing to the place that it becomes so irresistible that whatever the problem is, whatever the issue is, becomes irrelevant to us. He says, I'm continually consumed by these irresistible longings, these cravings to obey your every commandment. Actually, the New American Standard, the way they translate the last part of that verse, is really more favorite to me because it says, my soul is crushed by these irresistible longings. Amen? I should have told Craig, went back and told Craig, you do Wednesday morning, I do Wednesday night, because there's like 2 hours here. And I won't belabor those points any longer, but if any of you are in those places that I've been in, just know that he's drawing you to himself. It's a drawing. He's creating those longings. And he longs to hear you cry out with those longings. He longs for you to know and to understand you can't do it. And to be able to admit that with total transparency before him and cry out, Lord, you keep me because I cannot keep myself. I understand that now. I'm in your hands, Lord. I rest in the shadow of your wings, no longer laboring for what you've already accomplished. I just long to experience that. I long to walk in your glory. So tomorrow, I hope everybody comes and everybody's walking in glory. Me, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be still longing. Okay? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.